This life, this short span of time, is a trial run, a testing ground that dictates where we will spend eternity. Most will utterly waste this opportunity. A wasted life is a life without Christ. This is a life with no heavenly purpose. I once asked a group to take a virtual piece of paper and write down all the things they've done in their lives that will last forever. Nearly everybody's page was blank. Their lives were those whose basic carnal purpose was self-gratification, wearing clothes and eating. Those who are most successful in this world wear the finest clothes and eat the most expensive foods. In very short order, the second law of thermodynamics, order to disorder, life to death, takes its toll. The food eaten is purged and the remains are cast into the draught pile. Man's clothes and other worldly possessions return to the dust from which they came. His body also returns to the dirt as he finally fills up the hole he ate in the earth. The only eternal thing about the carnal life is its eternal cognitive doom. But Jesus Christ has a better way. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Losing your life to the testimony of Jesus Christ begins with the born-again experience. This is the very first thing that must be on your sheet of paper. After that, things will follow, page after eternal page. Is your life just clothes and food? Is your life just me and mine? Would you like to list the first thing on your blank page? Click on the Further with Jesus for easy how-to instructions. It takes just moments to begin, yet the benefits are truly eternal. Do it now. Now for today's subject. God said in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verses 15 and 16, "And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast, and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." The crime of bestiality, which is against God and humanity, is so grievous that God commands death to the perpetrator as well as the animal. Man said, "God's commandment is ridiculously harsh. It's just a good old farm boy having a little fun." Now the record. If the scriptures found in the majority text authorized King James Version are the absolute truth and the correct way to conduct life, then the consequences for disobeying these life-giving commandments will be devastating, even deadly. God said, man said is a faith-building proof text. In this episode, the proof that God authored the scriptures will be found in the results of disobedience to his commandments, results known as the wages of sin. I know such an act is hard to fathom by most people, including me, but the Kinsey report indicates that 8% of American males have had at least one sexual interaction to the point of orgasm with an animal. The figure for American females is less than 4%, while for males raised on a farm, the number is 17%. This deed, known as bestiality, is outlawed in 28 states. John Leo, a writer for U.S. News & World Report, writes about supermodel Kate Moss and claims she is an indicator of America's degraded popular culture. He writes, "Here and there, her photos flirt with themes of masturbation, fingering her breast under her bra, bestiality, posing nude with a large dog, incest, under a towel, apparently nude, being hugged by her brother, and violence, bare-breasted and blackened or bruised eyes, holding her hand over her mouth and looking upset." End of quote. This knowledge is terrible enough, but as you review the rest of this information, the results of the sin of bestiality are mind-boggling. Allow me to remind you that all of God's commandments have inherent within them a blessing or a curse. Obey God's commandment, and the doing of that commandment has within itself a blessing. Disobey the commandment, and the fruit of that disobedience will be a curse. The world's disobedience has produced the most communicable disease known to man, short of the common cold, venereal disease. In the world this year, there will be millions of new cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, genital warts, herpes, and AIDS. It is reported that venereal disease was initially contracted by human interaction with animals through bestiality. Christopher Columbus's men were accused of exporting syphilis to Europe, contracted from New World sheep. Sheep carry the syphilis germ with no damage to themselves, but when men come into contact with it sexually and possibly through other ways, the results are deadly. Many have believed that the devastating killer disease AIDS came as a result of human interaction with the African green monkey. Now more information has caused quite a stir in the scientific community. In February of 1999, at the 6th Annual Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections held in Chicago, a team of HIV researchers claimed to be able to prove that every single HIV particle in the world today stemmed from a small population of chimpanzees in West Africa. The sin of bestiality continues to destroy millions. A hefty percentage of people in insane asylums today are there as a result of the third and fourth stages of syphilis. Neurosyphilis, which is a potentially devastating disease of the central nervous system, can occur at any time during the syphilis infection. Many diseases afflicting man today are misdiagnosed as being a disease of another nature, when in fact the person is suffering from neurosyphilis. It is recommended that people diagnosed with chronic mental illness, including schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, dementia, and psychotic depression, be tested, for neurosyphilis. The deadly tentacles of venereal disease even reach the unborn child in the mother's womb. A female with untreated syphilis will transmit the disease to her unborn child, which may result in death or deformity of the child. Concerning the animal, God also commands it to be put to death. The animal has been taught gross wickedness. Its psychology has changed. It must die. The tally of death and destruction caused by bestiality is immeasurable, and the bill continues to grow. Truly, the wages of sin is death. God said in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verses 15 and 16, "And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." Thousands of years before the results were known by medical science, before science was even aware of venereal disease, God said that acts of bestiality were punishable by death of the human and the animal. Man said, "God's commandment is ridiculously harsh. It's just a good old farm boy having a little fun. Now you have the record."